Chase, this is Kelly Morgan. City Recorder, Luana Demagraff.
Mayor Pacheco.
Councilor Martin.
Councilor Lanning.
Councilor Devon.
Thank you. We have all council persons, staff, and committee who are here today. Somebody that's really uniquely qualified for the intro position.
things that people are going to be working on for the community based on that meetings we had, and based on that recommendation we gave to the council, which you adopted. Those four things have been, actually, my comment, Bob and I have been in the trenches in many different cities. Bob managed Salem. I don't think we've had as many interviews in any one of my cities as we've had about the Pines city manager job. I know I've taken at least three or four live radio, talked to the newspaper, done newspaper articles on the end of the council after getting direction to Bob done the same. So I know it's a profile position and it's important for your community. And we're very, very pleased with the candidates that we did get and the process. So first and foremost is to go over the job summary. You'll find that, again, this is a summary similar to the one that you adopted, which is to say that the first thing we're looking for as criteria would be people with extensive experience in city management. It's either a local government administration or management. We don't have time in an interim position to go back to school and to train somebody. We're really looking for somebody that's coming from Oregon, where it's got a lot of unique laws, and if you were looking at the full-time position, we wouldn't say that, because you could take 6 months to learn Oregon laws, you could get the support, but we're looking at somebody coming in that knows Oregon laws now and can move ahead. And then we're looking for somebody that really wants an interim position, not I just need a job, or I'm not employed and I'm looking for a job. We don't want them spending all of their time. Now that's not an absolute criteria, but we're looking for somebody who's not trying to make themselves a job while they're here as an interim. And then we're looking for somebody who has done an interim position or understands the difference between an interim position and a full-time position, or has the characteristics and skills. Unfortunately, as we go through these criteria, we'll show you how a few people stand out against these criteria. Not that the others wouldn't be qualified, but as you know, what we do is always pick the most qualified, most likely to be successful and meet our criteria. And then we're looking for somebody, either residency in the area, have taken care of housing. There's at least one finalist that we're going to recommend that looking at, which is very common in interim positions where you provide some housing. But if you're from the area or you have housing here, we don't have to worry about the fact that they're only going to be here a little while and then leave. We want them to engage in the community. Now, this is not as important as when you go and hire your full-time city manager. In the area, you would want to require residency. In other words, you want them here because you want them to be a part of the community. And an interim manager, we want them to do their work and be engaged, but it's not as important. Those are not absolute criteria. If you're weighing the positive and negative of how people meet within that, the interim city manager will be responsible, and we're recommending the duties based on what agreement we have with the council and based on what people said. First of all, as you recall, the four criteria we had when we advertised was the first person you have to run the office. The overall management of the city is a city manager, and that's what we're looking for. Because of that, you have to do the hiring discipline. You have to have that. In almost all cases that we work through, when you're an interim manager, of which either Bob or I have been interim managers, but we have selected them and worked with them, that the council retains a authority to evaluate only one thing, and that's direct termination. So anything other than that, the manager has the authority to do all the personnel actions. The manager in the future and in the interim we're recommending to the council have negotiation authority on city contracts subject to the council's ratification. So you wouldn't actually go out and negotiate contracts with the city. The manager would do that subject to your doing one is the manager becomes a partner with the council. And you sit there and work with the council, with you to go ahead and come through it. So that's consistent with what we've said. And the third one, if you recall, what we said, a manager needs to have the responsibility and ability to go out in the community and build a positive relationship. If you don't have that, you can't be a manager. In our case, I would say 15% of my time in both cities that, all three cities that I manage, would be out in the community making sure that other organizations are successful and that we're a part of that. And then you serve the budget officer. We're recommending that if you were to adopt this job summary, the new city manager interim would become the budget officer. Now, you might have another one where you have a citizen now that's doing the job with the budget. That could be retained, but that's up to the city manager. We're saying that that one thing that every good city manager, I can tell you, one good characteristic every good city manager is good at budget. If you don't have the budget, it's like a pole. If you're spending more than you're taking in, it's not going to work. And that's, you want that focus. Fortunately for your city right now, you're not in that position. Frankly, sometimes when we're coming into this, it is a budget issue that we're dealing with in there. Hundreds of thousands of dollars or thousands of dollars in total. And the skill that Bob and I and our colleagues that do these things, that's a big one. And finally, the criteria was that the new interim manager have the skills and abilities to help the community, not just the council, but the community and the council to select a long-term manager for the city that puts them on good footing for the future, and we're really excited. As a condition of working with the council, being the council's partner, part of that is giving policy advice. So at the table, even though the council and the mayor does policy and the manager does administration, you have to understand the council also gives oversight over administration. That's the job. And the manager gets to participate in giving recommendations on policy. So you don't get a vote. I sat at the table when I was manager, and you don't get a vote. And then you write a staff report, and you get to give your 2 cents, and that's part of the manager responsibility. So thank you. That's a big part, because a lot of what you're doing now, the discussion has been about the city attorney who has helped play that role. And in the future, when you have a city manager, and we really with him, he is be happy to turn the staff report, the policy discussion over to a partner with the city manager. And that will happen more and more. So most of us are trained professionals in those areas and have access to do a lot of research. We do research with the council. We give you options. We give you opportunity to comment. And in my case, my council would, just to define that, my council would say, give me 3 options. Or 4. I'll determine if those are the 4 I want, or I'll pick the 1 I want. But give me 3 or 4 options and the implications of that. That's what we did in staff reports, and that's what a good city manager. Obviously, we've already talked about compensation, that it's a part-time job. Actually, compensation becomes a negotiated item at the end, but we wanted everybody to know what we were working on. When you hire a city manager, we want to make sure everybody understands that becomes a part of the city team. So you provide insurance and liability, and you have insurance policy. Now, most people have the question about termination. Most of us understand the council manager plan. Council manager plan, under which Bob and I spent our livelihood, our life, believe that council always has the authority. So, council is elected, they have the authorities, they can terminate the manager. In most our cases, not interim necessarily, but most of our cases, we have contracts. You probably see those. Those are not generally in city manager positions, multi-year. So to fire compensation, but they're not multi-year, they're months. Some of us are long-term, we have more months than others, but the council always retain the authority, and we're recommending that the adoption of this, put everybody on there. If you're a good city manager, you know, worry about that. We all, again, are nervous anytime, but that is the system we work under. And we work for the council, for the community, but they elect the council, and I don't think that's gonna be an issue. Sometimes in negotiations, in intro, they'll ask for a 30-day clause or something like that. But if they were terminated, they get paid for 30 days. Whether we end up with that depends on the candidate and what they're working on. When we go to look at the contract with that person, we would obviously view Jeremy too in saying, you know, we want a legal contract. Every interim manager will want that. They want a legal contract. Sometimes it says you've got, what my counsel used to say, you've got a bit of a 5-minute contract. But there's a severance clause for me for 1 year, so. But then I left, I got paid for 1 year, so. And I heard that over a long period of time. I was there 25 years. So with that, you know, Bob and I both made this recommendation to you based on your discussion. So we would ask the council for consideration on that, knowing that gives the public an opportunity to comment on whether, again, a real job description is, we all know, has a lot more detail. We use a job summary. You don't want 5 pages of stuff that you're reading that really don't say anything. That's the legal one we have to use in a job description with employees. But this is the job summary, which outlines the duties, responsibilities, and the criteria by which we're going to make a selection. Frankly, in Dallas, when I left, this is the kind of thing they use too. I mean, this is very common, a job summary. With that, Mayor, I would answer any questions, or Bob, do you have any comments?
All right, then, we'll go ahead and move on to number 12, with the public comments. First of all, I would like to ask the council, do you have any comments or questions? Councilors, do you have any comments or questions?
Questions, no. Comments, yes. This is very well done.
Anyone else like to say anything before I open up the public comments on the job description? In regards to point number 2, the hiring and disciplining of city employees, I was kind of surprised to see the termination of this subject to concurrence by the city council. Was that your original verbiage?
Yeah. We had a discussion with some of the counselors saying we have seen very few cases that the manager holds termination authority without consent of the council and interim manager. So we talked about it would be a problem. I guess that's a strong recommendation on our part. Go ahead, Bob.
I think the interim is different than the permanent. I know in selling a charter, in fact, it's written in the charter that on a interim appointment, they do not have termination authority for the council. On a permanent manager, they have termination authority. And the reason for that is, you don't want somebody coming in who's only going to be here for a short time. The types of coming in and eliminating all your staff. So that's really what it's here, and that's part of what's usually found in what's called a model charter, is that the interim is looked at differently than a permanent. I would say on the permanent, if we're looking at the permanent city manager, we'd be recommending that they have termination power. And I know personally, if I was going to apply for a job as city manager, I would not take a job unless I had that authority, because if there's any good reason, the responsibility of running the organization, I have to have the authority to go with it. So I think it's a different situation when you get down to that purpose on it, but for whatever this is very
important. And most importantly, let me just finish with, before you terminate a public employee, as most of us know, there is defined steps. So
ordinances, policy issue for the council, and I think it's good to decide right up front, so that when you have a conversation with the mayor manager, they know at the time of the interviews what powers they're going to have. And so if the council feels like you want them to have that authority, you can just decide that today, so that they can have knowledge of what they're going to be doing. But I think, you know, that is one that's just totally a policy issue for the council to decide. We're just kind of reflect what we think is what most ordinances.
Because in our conversations and in your interviews with me, I think that one of the issues that would be pertinent to applying would be the fact that that this manager does retain that authority, and that in the event that if we as a council were able to make those decisions, that those decisions would have already been made. And that was my feeling.
I think in our case, we looked at it and talked to others and said, what's the standard out there? Most charters have this in their provision that says an interim manager has to prove their case to remove staff. That's typical, and in either Bob in my case, we felt if there needs to be any changes at City Hall, we can make them in a professional manner, and you know, for us, this would not be an issue at all. One thing we don't want to do is put the manager in the role of, you know, the first week, the second week, the second month of being in a position, if you can't convince a majority of the council of what you're doing, then you instantly alienate a good part of your support base. And again, we felt like, hey, if something needed to happen, that's why we're professional. And we would do it in a professional way, and I believe it won't be an impediment to any manager's success, and in fact, could be the reverse.
So you don't think that in this particular situation, is that being the council has felt at home and has for a while been acting as the administrators, you don't think that this would kind of blur that line?
Yeah, the four people that we're going to recommend to you, no. Now, you need to know our personalities in this position. I mean, like Bob said, if we accept the position, I mean, we know we're the administrator, and it is not untypical to have substantial conflict in our roles, and that's what we're training for. But we can't convince our bosses that we're going the right direction, they're going to fire us anyway. So we believe that, you know, it's we believe we can manage through that. And again, if this was not difficult in Oregon for interim managers and stuff, might be an issue. But it is very typical in that, and we have to prove our case. But just because the council, particularly in this case, when the council has made a decision that you want somebody, and you're unanimous on that, you want somebody to run the system and be your partner. In that case, a manager coming in, everybody we're picking believes that they believe the council wants me to run the system, I'm going to run the system. So no, I don't think that's going to be an issue for any successful good manager. It could be for a manager that was really looking for a long-term employment. And so they're worried about what's going to happen and what you think of me, you know, a year from now if I do this. But understand, these people are coming in and being your partner saying, I'm only going to be here a short time. I need to do good things. But I also need to do it with tact, with profession, and right way. So if I can't prove my case to my bosses, I shouldn't be here. And that's what Bob and I really felt when we looked at this. And again, it's very typical in Oregon. I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Anything else, Council? All right, I'd like to open up. Open it up
to public comments on interim city manager job description.
I'm going to speak to them and offer.
And if you do have something to say, of course, be sure to state your name and address. Anyone?
If you have a sign.
Sign up. Standing right down the line, Richard Third.
Right here. Up center. Medium wrong. My name is Richard Surrey, and I do want to put it right out there. I am one of the applicants for the position. I'm a resident of the Lapine area. My address is 16155 Leona Lane in Lapine. I want to address an issue that I think was bothered me a little bit with the application process and the criteria, and that is the requirement, even though it's the interim, and I understand you're talking the difference between the interim and the long full-time job. The use of the extensive experience of a local city manager are on the other website of a seasoned professional city manager. While this is certainly a very good thing to have on a resume and the knowledge and the experience that it brings to us, and as Roddy pointed out, there are some differences in laws and things like that, I think that it's a little exclusionary. And also, I think that anyone with good management skills, especially small business management skills, where they encompass all of the work that's done in the business, would be qualified for this position. The laws are different in a lot of areas. I don't think it's for a good manager, I don't think it's hard to come up to the laws, especially if someone's had government contracting experience and things like that. A good manager does a lot more, and this list came out today, and I was going off the thing on the website. And as Roger pointed out, a good manager does a lot more. They're the bean counter, they're the administrators. They're doing the hiring, firing, they're doing human resources, they're doing budgets, contracts, vendors, doing reports for the council, providing good, adequate information so the city council can make their decisions on what they need to be doing. And I don't believe, especially for the size of the city of Lapine, that needs to encompass the title of experienced city manager to find those qualities and the qualifications of people. The other thing that did bother me a little bit with the process, I don't see any word in there about local. And today's mantra of we need to be creating local jobs in our community, I think it is a miss not to be stressing and promoting and doing more to search out your local assets and resources here. There's a lot of resources here in Lapine. There's a lot of assets here in Lapine. I think a lot of people might not have applied for this position, having that terminology. How many people, just in Oregon, are experienced city managers? How many in your local area are experienced city managers? How many people actually have the quality and the skills needed? Good seven management skills can do this job. And that's my position. I just think that requirement of local city government, and the email I got from Roger said that those would be given preference over other applicants. And I did find that to be a little disturbing. I think that's pretty exclusionary to be looking at it that way.
Would you like to respond to that?
I think when you get all your comments down, I'll comment on it, but we stand by our recommendation for what we found from the interviews that we had with people and what we believe as seasoned city managers for an interim position. Again, I'm not commenting on that. I've already publicly bothered that would be different for the real city manager long term that we've got.
All right, thank you. Next is Robin Marisol.
Hi, Robin Marisol, 5330 Bridge Drive, business owner and commercial property owner here in Lapine. I wanted to do two things. One, I wanted to say thank you to the City Council for stepping up, for getting an interim manager and getting us on track so important that we do have an experienced interim city manager, sorry Rick, but in order to just kind of clean house and get us a fresh start and move us forward. And I thank you guys for that. The only concern I had was also about during the interim time, the city manager not having the ability to terminate. And the reasoning is if you have the confidence in that person to hire, I'm not sure why you wouldn't have the same confidence in that person to terminate someone. In watching the city council over the years, I know that sometimes, I guess the best term is inertia can hamstring moving forward and making some decisions. And I think that not having the ability to terminate if that was necessary may hamstring that interim. And I also understand the difference between the interim and the permanent. My other concern is if you put that in, is if for the interim that they cannot terminate, that sets a precedent then for the council to make that the situation in the permanent job description, and I think that would be really a poor decision. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is Vicki Jackson. Hello, I'm Vicki Jackson, 17346 Main Court. I wanted to thank you and appreciate the hard work that Bob Wells and Roger Jordan have done and really listening to the community and taking all our input, trying to figure out what, you know, the pie needs. And I do agree on the job summary. I believe the full authority should be given to this interim manager, as well as being able to terminate, and the termination of the manager, because it's going to be really difficult, the changes that are going to be coming. And even though it's an interim manager, and you're going to have full manager have full authority, I really think for LaTon to succeed, that interim manager should have that, so that we can see the changes. And I think due to the past history, with the prior manager here in Pine, the public is really now watching, will be watching how the council treats this person on whether LaPine is going to be able to succeed. Because if this manager's hands are tied, we're going to fail. So I'm looking forward to having this person be able to run the city instead of the attorney. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stu Martinez.
Stu Martinez, 51435 Morrison Street. I guess my first comment is to the city council. I was pretty disappointed that I was not contacted to take part with your committee to research a person to take this job, considering I worked with the first city manager. And there are probably things that went on that you folks would have liked to have known about. So, with that said, I want to also congratulate the city council on moving forward with this process. When Mr. Jordan says he's butted heads with his department heads, I can assure you that from some of his department heads that he's probably butted heads with, they came away with respect for Mr. Jordan. I know probably John Barnard, John Stein, a few of those, you know, 30 times, and some of your other city councilors. They know it's the eye to eye. Right? That's why we were talking about the professionalism. You folks were professional about it. You made your peace with each other, and you walked away respecting each other. So, with your recommendations, I'm happy to see you involved. I don't know you too well over there in Salem, so I apologize for that. But I also want to emphasize again, city council is there for policy. Let the city manager manage, or even this person. So, good luck.
Thank you. Jenny Woodruff.
I'm Jenny Woodruff, 52605 Drive. And I have just a couple of minutes, items I'd like to remark on.
Number one, this is an interim city manager, this is not a full-time city manager. And I believe that the job description duties are correct in retaining determination of any employee to the council. The council has worked with the two lone employees. They do have the history, they do have the background. And we do owe to those two employees the council's loyalty, as well as their loyalty to the council for their hard work. It should be up to the city manager to make, the interim even city manager, to make a recommendation first based on his observance and how the city employees are working. But at this point, I agree with the two gentlemen here that as most cities in the state of Oregon place duties for interim managers, the termination remains with the council. Considering we're a small city, I think that is the correct way to go. What concerns me about the rest, all the rest of the job description, is the hours. 20 hours a week versus all of this listing of crucial items. What this city needs are the policies. What the city needs is someone extremely capable, already knowing what policies need to be written, how they need to be written, and how that city manager needs to work with the council to get these policies approved, those that are required to go before the public, in public meetings, to have presentations. Already down that, the answers there to offer to the public. He is, she is, not going to have time for a lot of schmoozing or a lot of just being a very delicate person. We need someone with total city experience, whether it's a pre-manager, a pre-administrator, or a pre-reporter, and some cities don't have city managers. They have city reporters and administrators. There's a deep level of experience that we need to take advantage of in this interim position because we need to move forward quickly. And you're not going to do that if you start putting a lot of hamstrings about getting out there when the chamber has its organization. Businesses, they look for themselves, they help promote the city. The city needs to get into a position that they can have the time to promote back to the Chamber of Commerce. And that doesn't happen until you've got all your ducks in a row and aren't enough ducks in a row. So go for experience. And all through the hiring and firing and termination and all of that, when you are out for a full city manager, this is an interim person. This isn't forever and ever.
Thank you. That was our last person who signed up. So, when I know that one of you came, when I signed up, the others didn't
anymore. Underneath?
Oh, I see. I'm looking at the other section. Anyway, your section. Thank you for that. Dan Marco.
I'm Dan Marco, and I live at 51600 Taylor Road in the city of Oklahoma. I also come on deck with some of these people that have already said that I appreciate the hard work you've all done in a relatively short period of time getting to this point. And I know it has been a lot of work, and I appreciate what the council's done and what Rod and Rob have done. And in fact, that you came to the community, kind of talked to us about, you know, some of our concerns and desires and what, you know, so we have a sense of being involved. And it seems like you've sort of answered those things as well as you could and put it all together. So. After talking to Roger and Bob, I have a lot of confidence in your recommendations. I understand what people are saying about the not giving full authority, but the one question that I have, because I didn't pick up this, a summary of the job description is there a estimate of the time frame that the interim manager would serve?
Yeah, we talked about anywhere six to nine months. It could be 4 months. It depends on the council and the interim manager. But we told people we thought it would be in the estimate of 6 months. I didn't recall from the council.
What a thought that I had was that perhaps sometimes, you know, we plan on things to go a certain way and they don't. I mean, I could see this going on for a year or two.
Right.
And perhaps there could be a kind of a fuse to put in there or something if there's a transition where, you know, it goes beyond an interim time, that maybe this termination authority could be, you know, changed or opted in. And maybe that could be set up in advance so that it wasn't something that had to be determined in the future, but say, if it goes beyond 8 months or something, that would be there, because I can just see the relationships building. Jenny had a good point. You know, the relationships are here and they're ongoing, there's history, but if that transitions into a little different, you know, situation, that maybe the authority ought to kind of move, you know, on over. The other thing that I would just say is I hope you're not pulling out of the pool of the city of Portland and the way they do business, and we don't want to be embarrassed like they are right now, and if somebody's been trained up in that environment, I don't think we want that here.
And you know, I'll comment, Mayor, when you get done here on each of these, or Bob will.
All right. Thank you, Wendy.
Hi, I'm Wendy Clark. I'm at 15109 County Road Lewis. And first, I'd like to say that bringing in an interim manager will definitely relieve the council of a lot of, you know, paper shuffling duties, and they will be able to spend more time with the community, I think, and it will help in the long run for the council. So this is really good. I was kind of wondering if there was something that could be included on the summary, job summary, that said that they would live in the pine. I don't know if it has to be on that, but that would be kind of good to show the community that we're bringing somebody here, or we will already have them here. I agree with the fact that the council should have final say in firing, because I wouldn't want, like you said, somebody just coming in and getting rid of people just because they felt like it. For the hours that they would work, I have a feeling that they're going to work more than 20. So it just happens that way, you know. So I think whoever we get will definitely be an asset and, you know, go above and beyond the duty. And then I had a question. I don't know how to get this information, but how can we find out who applied?
The applications are available at City Hall, and you can go through all of them. Today we're going to focus on the ones that we're recommending, which is four. But, you know, they're available at City Hall or around here.
Okay. That was one question.
We do have an additional sign up for a comment on something that is not on our agenda. Barbara, I'll go ahead and allow it, and that's the topic is public notice. Camp Cosmo.
I was happy to be informed of this meeting through email, which is my suggestion in the first place, that we should, you know, have an email list of people so they can be informed, and I think that's great. But the other thing is that I thought that there would be something in the papers, and as I understand it, there hasn't been, you know, like in the front here or the wide side of the city, and I'm wondering why that didn't happen, because we've got this big venue, we've got all this great stuff, you know, and there's like not that many people here, and it seems like wondering why that didn't get out. And then if I could parenthetically also say that one of the strong points I thought with the city manager previously was that she was able to liaison with a whole bunch of community groups and kind of put a face on the city of Lapinas, which seems very nice and professional. And if we just have a part-time interim person, which I understand that they just can't do everything, you know, when they're only being paid for part-time, but I would hate to see that go on too long, because I think that's a really important thing, you know, to have happen. And I would hope that there would be some sort of a predetermined, almost, endpoint of this thing, so that we would get a full-time manager as soon as possible, and somebody who is able to go to the chamber meetings and come to the CAG meetings and go to the city, you know, whatever, you know, all the different things, and really reach out to the people who live around here. That's why. But I am wondering why I can get the people.
Thank you. And Roger, are you going to respond to all of that?
Either myself or Bob. First, we came in to this position after a lot of things were happening in the community. And Bob and I don't have the budget background, but we know that's an issue. So when we looked at it, we said, we believe you need a professional city manager. But we didn't think that in the interim, you have the resources. So we looked at that saying, a part-time person could at least come in, set the system up. Lapine is going to have services, it's going to be a bigger organization. But for now, they really are needing somebody setting the system up. I'm sure they'll still have the responsibility to get out in the community. But for that reason, we said, I think in the interim, the council could appoint a part-time position, which would help them move to the full-time position, knowing that person as a budget officer is going to look to make sure there's money for that, which we didn't have. So that's one of the reasons. It isn't that the work really isn't there. We have two existing staff members. We didn't have the time to really sit down and talk about the budget in finality, saying this is $100,000, let's go ahead and spend the money now a year. So I still believe that the part-time manager will be successful within the time period, but one of the greatest things about the interim manager and the council is you'll decide that. There is nothing about this position that is absolute. And in answer to some of those questions, if the council and the mayor and the manager, the new interim manager, say, hey, I need 30 hours instead of 20 hours, that can happen. So we were being cautious in terms of budgetary impact on the city. And frankly, from our professional judgment, we believe that anybody who's good in the business could, with the existing staff, get the job done in that period. If we don't have the staff, then the manager might have to do more. In terms of the termination authority, you've heard our recommendation. We're seasoned professional city managers. It stands as a criteria, again, so that we can define closely an interim manager, not a permanent manager. And right now in our profession, thank goodness that we're seeing people enter from every place. In fact, Bob and I make a good living retired now, although we give our money back to charity. We make a good living now out there teaching people, because a lot of people are entering the profession without the background. That's wonderful in my opinion, because it really doesn't require an MPA student to manage a city. And I would do that. However, one of the things we heard from the community, what we heard was, we want somebody to come in the next day who has that background and do the job. How do we determine that if we don't have some criteria? So when you go to look at the full-time manager, we encourage the community to set up the criteria and to look at anybody. So that's our position on our recommendations. Let's see, the other thing was, Stu, we apologize, your name didn't come up. Maybe somebody said it to us, maybe we missed it. Some people called us saying, you don't know the time, I do. So we apologize if we missed that.
It's not your fault.
But in this case, we believe that the broad section of the community, which was unanimous in their saying, hey, I think you ought to move ahead now, and unanimous on the council's part to say, we want to use the league and your professional background as a way of helping. And that is unique. Many city councils, they're split on whether they want to have professional management or not. And this council is not, but neither was the community. So I was very pleased. And obviously, you know my background a little. I'm generally in the limelight. Elite news getting shot down. But 20 hours a week, we're not sure that the council a month from now won't say 30 hours a week. What we know is the people that we're looking at have accepted the 20 hours a week, but could do more if you really needed that. As far as residency requirement on an interim manager, it's going to be hard to find somebody with the criteria for that position half-time that's going to be willing to join you and live here. But they'll come here, and they'll be here. And if they're good at what they're doing, we believe that they'll integrate the community. And frankly, their job will be integration with the council and with the community to go ahead and then help you define who it is. And it could be and should be somebody with an interest, whether they live here or not, somebody with an interest in La Palma. That's a long-term manager. I spent 25 years in Dallas. Paul spent 30 years in Salem, Oregon, 33 years. It isn't, city management isn't necessarily you're there 2 or 3 years and you leave. It's a lot harder to manage long-term, but there's nobody more committed to the community as a manager as a part of the community than I was during my career. So I understand that. Again, we already went over that question about residency. In my case, as a permanent manager, I had to maintain residency inside city forever. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't, but I don't know of anybody that requires that in an interim manager position. And you ought to be thankful that there are local people that are interested in the position, because in my case, the person that followed me was one of my assistants, and I was very pleased to see the community chose that. The final thing, public notice, we did have a lot of articles. I started the meeting by saying that, it's the city's policy, I checked, it's the city's policy to go ahead and post notice and stuff, but not necessarily put the ad in the newspaper, although that's something the city council should talk about. What's the best forum for communication so that everybody knows what's going on? Because that's our purview. For a guy like me that's lived this for the last couple of months or five when I was traveling to Mexico and was covering, we think a lot of people, you say in this meeting, in Dallas, you wouldn't get this many people. So we're really proud of being involved in a process of applying where you're here commenting and taking it. And so I think that I like your comments about a predetermined time frame. If you find an interim manager and they're doing a good job and it goes over 6 months, you really want to kind of step back. That's one of the reasons why when we looked at the criteria list, we didn't want somebody to be high on the priority that really wants a full-time job if we didn't have to, because they shouldn't be working themselves, in my opinion, out of the job. Now, if it works out that they become the person and that's it, that's fine with the council. But we really, again, it's not fair to the applicants who said, you really advertised for an interim manager, and now you're saying it's a full-time manager. And so that's why, but I like that the council should have, if 6 or 8 months down the road, you're looking at this, and the interim manager continues. Frankly, we have one right now that's a year and a half in an interim manager. My recommendation is either fire the person or hire them, because they need appointing authority and removal authority after that period of time. They know enough to be a responsible person. You either need to move ahead or back up. Now that's me, that's my personality, and like Bob said, this is a policy issue, but we believe that working through and with the community, with you, we've given it our best shot professionally. And today's testimony, remember I came from hotly contested, and generally I have 100 on one side, 100 on the other side, they're all mad at me, so I really appreciate that America, the council position and moving ahead, and I'm really happy we're moving ahead. Of course, the interviews would be the next process after adopting this. The selection of candidates and the interviews, which will be by the city council confidential, but the list will be public, and also at the end, of course, the council could comment on whatever they want. So that's normal process. With that, that's our answers to the questions. We would move, recommend to the council you adopt our criteria for selecting the candidates. Duties in the job summary.
Councilor, any further comments, questions?
Well, you know, the only point of contention is the duties.
Can you hear us?
As far as this intern manager having the ability to terminate current employees, I don't believe that an intern employee, an interim manager who's going to be here from 4 to 9 months, should have that authority. I do believe that the permanent full-time city manager does need that authority. I don't believe the interim manager does. And as far as the comments go, thank you very much for having comments. And I think the comments made by Mrs. Woodruff are absolutely right on target.
Councilor Bradley, anything? Councilor Hedges? Councilor Brenner? So, am I assuming from that everyone is ready to vote on adoption of the interim city manager job summary as presented? Do you need a vote?
Need a motion?
Okay. All right then, I will call for a motion to adopt the interim city manager job summary.
I make so moved. I'll second
it. And those who seconded, roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brown, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, council, and thank you, citizens, for all your faith as well. So, we'll move on now to review and recommendation of interim city manager applications.
Based on that selection criteria, we are prepared to recommend that council offer interviews to 4 of the 24 candidates. The first one is Ross Schultz, who has been an interim manager in a couple of places. He managed Sherwood. Been around, is currently interim manager in Independence, but his assignment there is nearing completion. He indicated that he could get here and move ahead. The date that I knew was July 1st, if you recall. Independence is in that position. He's handled Newport Finance, he handled a small town of Dayton, and again came out of Sherwood as the manager and then interim. Harold Anderson is the second one, who has been city manager for a number of years, has been on our interim list and selected, most recently selected as the interim manager in Clatsop County, which happens to be where I went to high school in Astoria. Harold Anderson has done a good job, been a part of the profession, and we believe
scores high in the criteria list. Dale Shattuck has been an interim manager after a career in city management. He did Newport when they went for city manager for a period of time, and more recently handled a small town down in southern Oregon, Gold Hill, I believe it was. Or that's Gold Hill.
Brookings?
No, he was in Brookings, but just recently he was in a small town in southern Oregon. Has a good reputation for interim management. And the last applicant that has that history is Rick Allen, who is in the area down in Madras area, had served in Madras in the past, has gone into private business, done a county commissioner stint for about 8 years, has been in private business, and frankly, we're intrigued by people that have both the public sector and the private sector background, because you learn a lot. So if you're not just a seasoned government employee and you go out and do other things, most of us that look at applications are impressed with that background. And, you know, Shady Cove was a small community that is about 2,800 that Dale Shattuck recently. So, not that other people aren't qualified, we're not saying that, we're just saying these people best meet our criteria, we believe, to offer interviews for as a interim city manager. In each one of these cases, their interest is an interim city manager rather than I'd like to be your city manager. And I've had a conversation, or Bob has, with each of these people. Again, it's entirely up to the council. We're down to what we call the selection is based on the match. We believe that each one of these four people could actually do an interim manager job for you. And it's really up to you as a group to decide who best matches that position for you. That would be our recommendation.
Council? Discussion? Questions? Any counselors have any other recommendations from the applicants? They would like to put forward?
So, are you going to go through the interview process with us?
Yes.
And how that will be handled?
Yes.
Did I understand this right, that Ross Schultz, he himself would be available July 1st, or was that the target date?
He would be available when we need him. He currently has 4 days in independence as an interim manager. I mean, he's part-time in independence, but he could pop independence if we needed him in a hurry. So what I recommend we do is interview these people, find out how well they match up, and then discuss with them whether they need housing assistance or not, whether they are going to be here right on the time period that we're looking at, and then base our decision based on that additional information. But the latest I said was July 1st.
Okay.
That's what I said. The latest we could come here is July 1st. That was the date. So he's prepared to come on the part-time position by July 1st.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
In going through these applications, there was a gentleman by the name of Jerry Gill.
Yes.
Who's been in Prineville and Baker City. Is he someone that would be qualified for this position, or do you feel that?
Yes, he would be qualified. Jerry's looking for a full-time job.
Oh, he wants a full-time job.
So he's looking for full-time employment. So those people we put like that, they're qualified. Professional managers looking for a full-time position, we said that's one of the criteria. Again, that doesn't mean that you are not qualified. It just means that if we can find someone who's looking for the interim manager appointment first,
I believe we'll have better success. Okay, now, the gentleman over here has put the application in. His application, along with the one that we have here, can be moved ahead and be considered a full-time city manager's application when we're ready to move that, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I would assume that, and what we always do, is take this list and then notify those people when we get to that. Let's say, again, it takes a lot of time. So it's not going to be wait 6 months and then start the process. It takes 3-4 months to do that. The interim manager serves, probably within 3 months, you'll follow the advertising for a full-time manager. And then that permanent position, it'll probably take you 3 months to get through that process. Some of the people are working, so then they need a month notice to their employer or something. So you don't have a lot of time between normally interim managers and permanent managers. We talk about 6 months here because that's the extent long. 6 or 9 months is the longest I've seen, except for City of Eugene, which takes about 1.5 years. But in this case, in time, you should be able to move the process within that period of time. So in answer, yes, all of their applications should still be current enough, and I would recommend to the manager and the council that you notify these people because they're interested.
Further comments, questions, suggestions?
So we need a motion to adopt those four names as your group to invite for interviews for the interim position, if that's your desire.
Is everyone ready to vote?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I will entertain a motion to accept the four recommended applicants as the interviewees for the interim city manager position. Yes, and I can move and second it. Roll call vote, please.
Councilman Ward, yes.
Councilman Ward, yes. Councilman Ward, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilman Brand, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Council.
Criteria, process. The next process, of course, would be to notify them and give them an invitation, and if they accept, set a time for all four. Sometimes there's a quirk in it, and one of them may withdraw. I don't believe that's going to happen, but if they do, we still have a group of three. If everybody withdrew, of course, I'd come back to the next council meeting saying, here's my second list of people, Bob and I. What we need to know for Bob and I is what kind of time frame we're working on. He's actually going on vacation. And I'm certainly capable of carrying the banner for the partnership. And coming up as early as, say, the last week of this month, would be good. 2 weeks for people. Bob won't be back till June. And we're certainly capable of coming up there. I know the importance and the time frame. We're looking at 1 hour appointments, potentially with four people. So we would need a time frame with the council. We'll need a private place to have a conversation. Of course, we'll be asking questions that will answer from your position. Now that you've got the criteria set for selection, how well you feel that they fit that criteria, and then, of course, an announcement to the public in the interim. If it were a full-time position, we would recommend what we always recommend in the process, which is both a council interview and a community interview. Most of us had that when we were selected, but on interim, that process, again, on a full-time manager is 3 to 6 months. So we're trying to shorten it, get somebody here to move ahead. You are the elected officials. It's your responsibility, in our opinion, to do that. We appreciate that you sought our assistance and advice, and we feel comfortable with the criteria and with the people. So what kind of time frame do you guys want to have me, Bob and I, set up the interviews?
Sarah, do you have a copy of our calendar with you?
No. Did you get it?
I have the one from the list.
The sooner the better.
We've got, but there's so many meetings, there's like four every week for the next. You're looking at the last week of this month?
Yeah.
The 25th is open. Okay. If you don't have, we have the 28th. It's a Friday.
On the 25th.
And the 25th is available on Tuesday.
Okay.
The 25th and the 28th.
Tuesday the 25th and Friday the 28th.
So we would be looking at closer daytime.
I would hope that that's up to the council. The interviews, of course, will be in executive session between the applicant and the council. I'll join you to give you advice and help you with the questions. And I'll be there. Bob will be gone, so he'll be helping me from afar if we set it that week. Actually, it turns out that week I'm at Eagle Crest bathing in the sun, so I'm up here.
What day of the week is the 28th?
28th is Friday. If you're doing that, I would prefer the 25th.
We'll be out of town 28th, 29th, 30th.
Okay, how about the 25th?
I was told I had gone to that and my executive session, and I was told that council is not available. Well, that was evening. Are you available during the daytime on the 25th?
Tuesday.
I really shouldn't come.
Okay, then we're probably looking at the first week of June.
Yeah. Or the 26th is a regular meeting date, and
we
just make it a very long day.
Could make it on Saturday.
Yes. Saturday. Well, that works for you.
Let's see. I'm up here on the 22nd. Yeah, I could do that.
That's a week from. 22nd is a Saturday. 23rd is a Sunday.
I'll be out of town on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
We're working on the 26th. Has anybody got the 26th?
We have a council meeting that night.
Wednesday, but if you have a council meeting that night, you can do it during the day.
So the question was just make it a long day?
Or just not have much of a council meeting.
We could do
not have a work session.
You have it in lieu of, and you're talking about the evening on the 26th. Sure. That would work for me because I'm already up in the condo, so I spend the evening when things still have a place to stay.
Oh, okay.
So we could have it at, could we have it at 5, 6, 7, and 8?
Or is it 4?
4.
If
you could do that, 4, 5, 6, 7, and in lieu of the council meeting that night.
And on what date?
The 26th, which would be a regular meeting date.
That's fine.
I would
Four, five, six, or seven?
Yeah. And is that on your okay? You can get away from work on that? Okay.
And that started at 4 o'clock?
Yes.
City Hall?
Yes, because you said it's executive session, right?
Yes.
So,
oh, it was executive session?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
got the names or the
So then when they come out of that, then what they
They come out of session, they could make a selection, so or they could postpone that until the next meeting. That's up to them. I wouldn't recommend you postpone things too long in today's society, because other people find other things to do. Frankly, when we were working with Ross Schultz, Independence grabbed him right away, that day, without a process called direct appointments. That's what happens to most of us. You know, we're working for you now, but, you know, we could have, you know, other things, and they just send us here when we're needed. So you want to line up and make a decision. So we're probably, at the end of that evening, we'll probably have an advertising time frame for selection by the council for a direct appointment. If not, then you could go ahead and do it at the next day or the day afterwards. You'd have to have a meeting, but probably a good idea to advertise that as a potential meeting. And that's what all of us do. We have a council meeting afterwards. If we're not in agreement, we don't do anything. We say we're not in agreement and we're continuing on to make a selection. But most of the time we're in agreement and we make an appointment, and that's it.
Okay, I like that idea.
Sounds good. Okay. Now, the next process that we will do, because he's going on vacation, we'll have tomorrow with Douglas to go in and contact these people give them an offer for an interview, and then if they accept on that date and time, if there's a problem with the date and time, we'll get back to the council saying, do you want to accommodate for someone who can't make that because of this? Most of the time we don't. We say, here's your time, you make it, but sometimes councils say it's important enough for us in this position. And then after that, if that evening we're in consensus and the person is available, we announce it the 26th. If not, when's your next council meeting? Not until the second Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'd have to have a special meeting sometime for a half an hour to make the announcement if we didn't finish on the 26th. Either way is okay. And many communities use either way. And most of the time, you know, thinking about that, most of the time we don't have the time, but we'll probably not be able to do it on the 26th because we'll need a couple, 3 days to talk about the agreement. What's your offer, what are we willing to pay? We will agree, but you'll probably send Bob and I, because he'll be back, to talk to them about this is what the council's willing to do with Jeremy. And then we would probably notify him after that. So I would say that the applicant will talk to him, but I'd recommend that the council plan, and we won't know exactly when, but plan for a meeting the first week of June when we get an agreement with the applicant. Because I forgot it in front. Of course, you've got that negotiation. And we don't want to announce, okay, we've selected this person, only to say at some point in time it should be done.
So when between the 26th and then that first week, so when now is council going to be participating in that contract?
Yeah, on the 26th, we'll make sure that the meeting, you know, we've already got what we're offering. So it's just drafting it up, and then the council actually has to have a meeting in time and say, yes, this is the agreement. But you have to get that person somebody has to meet with them and sit down and say, this is what the council is willing to do, and what are the details, and that person would commit, and then the council would ratify that, if that's your choice. But yeah, council decides who they hire, the council decides what they pay them, the council decides what their employment agreement is like. That's the council, not us.
Okay.
So right now we're on the
26th, and Bob and I will work with Jeremy to make sure from a legal standpoint we've taken care of this stuff. But we did talk to him today to make sure that all of our recommendations that we had, that he didn't have any legal issues with, because he's the attorney, and he said absolutely not from a legal standpoint.
So after selection, if we make the selection on the 26th,
it could be a day, it could be two or three days, when you guys can get together to formalize
it. Have a special meeting, and that's when we
need to have a meeting to formalize it and make your announcement of the appointment.
Negotiate the contract?
Well, that will be done during that period of time.
Okay.
Again, the council action at that meeting will be to ratify that agreement, just like we did today with the job summary, and then make the announcement. That's what the council action. Okay. Again, staff not negotiating this without, you're going to give us what authority and what you're willing to do.
Okay.
But we'll decide that on the 26th. But it's already announced. I mean, it's already public that it's so much money, it's a half-time position now, and that's it. Later you can decide whatever else you want, but that's the criteria and we're going to stick with it.
All right. We have a plan, people. This is good. So, with that then, we can move on to staff comments.
I have nothing.
All right. Council
comments.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Roger and Bob.
No. I'm happy to report
where we're at. I'm very pleased, and I think we've gotten some good guidance, which is still ongoing. And I see a light at the end of the tunnel. This looks like a bright light.
Mm-hmm.
So. With that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
we have a second?
Second.
Then moved and seconded to adjourn. Yes, we'll call that, please.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.